work starts now, really. And you know, part and parcel of it is we've got to look at engaging the public better. We've got to raise the public awareness in relation to alcohol-related harm in relation to their health. We've got to work with all the existing organisations that are in our town. That's the county council, the guards, the hospitals, all the community voluntary sector agencies, to make sure that we have it. Everyone has a good understanding of alcohol. We need to look at the hidden harm aspect of alcohol, which is the people who are struggling with alcohol misuse at home but aren't actually accessing services. We need to make sure that they're aware of that. We also need to have a good understanding of the amount of outlets that are in Sligo City itself. You know, that includes supermarkets and pubs and clubs as well, because I think we'll be very, very surprised at the aspect of you being able to, you know, to buy alcohol on nearly every street corner across the town. Now, it's not surprising that the amount of alcohol being consumed in the country has spiked since 2000, and that's because the availability of alcohol has increased. So I think that's something that we're going to do very, very shortly to see, you know, what the density of outlets are. We will need support in that, so over the next number of weeks and months we'll be contacting a number of agencies across the city, seeing how they're going to support us moving this plan forward. But what we do certainly hope for as we progress the plan is that the people who live in the city, who visit the city, you know, appreciate it like I do, but also have a good understanding of alcohol and the respect that it needs. The respect, what I say, is that they understand the harms that it can do and that they monitor their own drinking and their health and well-being going forward.
And the outlets that you mentioned that you're going to make contact with, in what way can they help?
Well, I think, you know, in basic ways, so what they can help is that they can actually, you know, look at the legislation that's currently in place. So, you know, if you look at basically an off-licence or a public house, is that if there's people coming into that public house and they're intoxicated, or that the people continue to serve them an awful lot of alcohol in on those premises. You know, it's very, very unusual when I hear the thing saying, I think you've had enough, you know, I'm not serving you anymore. What tends to happen is that people become intoxicated, they can move from pub to pub, and consequently, you know, that can lead to, you know, basic accidents as in trips and falls, but also can lead to a lot of serious offences as well.
Just finally, Sean, before I let you go, the new legislation that they brought in, which we now see happening in supermarkets where they're separating the alcohol section from, you know, the rest of the store, do you think that will have an impact on people's drinking habits?
I think it's fantastic. The alcohol bill itself has had a difficult time. It's been lobbied against by a number of politicians in the country, which is very disappointing from my point of view. We really do hope that it certainly has an impact. I remember, you know, certainly, you know, in Duns many years ago, that the alcohol is actually cordoned off. It's away from the, you know, the clothes and food and things like that. And that helps. Why should young people under the age of 18 walk through a supermarket and see all sorts of alcohol when they're going to buy their grocery shopping? I don't think that's appropriate. And I think, you know, the idea of what cigarettes have gone through is that, you know, the cigarettes now are contained behind the counter in a shop in a black unit that has no identifying advertising on. And even the packets have changed to the same colours as well. Really, really, alcohol should be going in, you know, down that road. It should be highlighting the dangers on the signage, on the labels. It also should be kind of like cordoned off away from young children as well. Like, we have enough problems with the internet use where you have the likes of Facebook and other organisations that do have a lot of online advertising. And certainly Diageo would be targeting, we feel, through people like that. So where you do have Facebook, you'll have the likes corner saying, do you like this alcohol, do you like that alcohol. Young people are being bombarded with these types of messages, so they're trying to get them at a very early age to like certain products. It's basic product placement. So if product placement isn't there for people under the age of 18, they may well take their time to think about alcohol. They may choose not to drink, which is fine. And when they do figure out that they may want to drink, they may do it in a very well-informed manner.